This is the English programme, a quick roundup of the latest news and info from London. This is all taken from the official website of the Greater London Authority. The address is london.gov.uk, and we're in the Mayor of London's press release section. I've got a couple of stories here. The latest news and information since the royal wedding, basically, because the last podcast we did was on the 28th of April, London to send off royal couple on a bicycle built for two. We've moved on from there now, May the 2nd, and record rise in London living wage puts £5.5 million in the pockets of the capital's, low-paid workers. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has announced that the London living wage will increase by more than 5% to £8.30 an hour. The rise of 45 pence on last year's figure, the biggest annual increase since the wage was introduced back in 2005, will help further reduce poverty levels in the capital. Great news there. The mayor launches a one-stop shop, a 2012 sports legacy scheme. The Mayor of London has launched, this is on the 3rd of May, a one-stop shop initiative that aims to transform hundreds of sports groups, ensuring they are thriving for years after the 2012 Games. All of these stories I'm looking at now, I've only got 5 minutes on this audio boo thing, but the plan is, over the weekend, I'll sort of go into the nitty-gritty sort of detail of the particular press release. But just for now, it's just a quick look at the latest news from the week, basically. The mayor's plan to make the capital a cleaner, greener and more attractive city offers a sound basis for the planning of Greater London over the next 20 years, according to the Planning Inspectorate. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has, this was on the 3rd of May, published the Inspectorate's Examination in Public, the EIP report, into the draft London plan, which carefully looked at each of the mayor's proposed policies for the future development of the capital. The Mayor of London has invited cyclists in the capital and beyond to take part in two mass cycling events being organised for the outer boroughs of the capital this summer. He has also detailed how significant funding for cycling improvements will be split across London's 13 biking boroughs. And the final bit of news for the moment for this particular audio boo. Let's have a look. Around 9 out of 10 Londoners say they back the alcohol ban on public transport in the capital. Introduced by the Mayor Boris Johnson as one of his very first acts on taking office 3 years ago. The ban has improved the experience of travel in London and helped to contribute to a fall in the number of assaults on tube staff over the last 3 years. The number of assaults fell by 15% between the introduction of the ban in 2008 and 2011. British Transport Police say they have welcomed the ban, which they believe Londoners are generally abiding by. That is the latest news and information from the Greater London Authority, but specifically the Mayor of London's press releases there. For more information and to read all of the articles yourself in full, go to london.gov.uk.